All right, it's great to have you with me today. I was going to say us, but I'm the only one in the office. But I guess I could include the Lord Jesus. That's important. So I can say us. I want to read a few passages of Scripture out of 1 John chapter 1. I actually taught on this a few weeks ago. And the Lord touched my heart about one particular passage. I did not emphasize it in the main service, and so I wanted to share this with you, but it's out of 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, but let me preface all of this by saying this. It is a wonderful thing when God's people can fellowship together. Psalms, I believe it's 133, we read how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's a wonderful thing. And have you ever felt like, boy, I just struggle getting along with particular believers? That's certainly possible because we live in this old flesh if we're saved, and this old flesh can be like sandpaper at times. But there's a truth here that I want you to see because it'll bring things together. A number of years ago, had a little situation with a dear brother that it was disheartening because we parted ways. And so much so that the gentleman doesn't even want a fellowship. And my consolation through that has always been this particular passage, that if he ever truly got right with the Lord, I think we'd end up in the same place. But I have asked the Lord to guide me and search my heart and see if maybe it's me. I really want to know, but I've certainly tried to be friendly when I have seen the gentleman. Verse 5 through 7, the Bible says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Basically telling us God has nothing to hide. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. And then verse 6 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Well, that only makes sense because God is light, and there is no fellowship with light and darkness. As we consider darkness in the particular term it's mentioned, it has the idea of willfully practicing sin and rebellion toward the Lord. Now, I also know a person can be deceived, self-deceived. I think it's wise that we ask the Lord to search our hearts often and allow the Spirit and the Scriptures to reveal to us if there's something that we're not seeing. We can be blindsided. But what a terrible thing to deceive yourself, to think you have fellowship or say you have fellowship with the Lord, and you really don't. Maybe just to get along with the crowd. Well, the proof is in verse 7. It says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light," that he is the Lord, "we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." That passage is telling us that if I'm walking with the Lord in the light, I am naturally going to get along with other people who are walking with the Lord in the light. I ought to. And they ought to be able to get along with me. As a matter of fact, our hearts ought to be knit because it's not about us, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I spent some time with another brother, actually of another denomination. We met downtown for prayer, which was supposed to be a gathering of people there for the National Day of Prayer, and it was just he and I. The person who contacted us wasn't even there. But I and this dear other brother began talking. And you know, though we have a lot of minor differences, his heart for the Lord, my heart for the Lord allowed some sweet fellowship. And it's all because I believe we're both trying to walk in the light with the knowledge God has given us. And you know, when you're in that light, you know one thing for sure. You're not saved by your works. You're not saved by your deeds. You're not saved by the sins you're no longer doing. But you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's our assurance. We're in that light because we love the Lord and we want to follow Him. And you know, as as you go to church this week, don't get down if people, not everybody comes up to you and wants to fellowship with you. Be concerned about walking in the light, and God's going to bring the right people. And by the way, if you're doing that, I really believe you're going to take the initiative to show friendliness and show grace to other people. It's just a wonderful thing. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Seems like I've done a lot of fellowshipping with other believers this past week. I went to a preacher's meeting earlier in the week, and it was so encouraging, so uplifting, because we're together with a whole bunch of people that were walking in the light. And Lord willing, this coming Sunday, you're going to gather together with a whole bunch of believers who are walking in the light. By the way, it's hard to walk in the light if you're not willing to hang around other believers. If you're walking in the light, you're naturally going to be around other believers. It's just going to happen, unless you're John the Apostle, who was stranded on the Isle of Patmos. He couldn't do anything about it. Or unless you're stuck in a hospice care or nursing home. Because if you've got health and the ability to gather with other believers, walking in the light is going to bring you, going to assemble you with other believers. It's just the natural effect of walking in the light. It's kind of like if you are a branch and you're abiding in the vine, which is Jesus Christ. Guess what? You're going to be around other branches. It's just going to happen. And so, Lord willing, you've made a decision to make church part of your life because it is part of walking in the light. It's not man's institute, it's the Lord's. Well, I've rambled a little bit this morning, but I hope you got the truth of this passage, and I hope you have a fantastic day. God bless you.